from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would love to be able to tell you, maybe if they do this or that with him, that it'll work out. But I got nothing. I just don't think that he's capable of playing at this level and at this speed of decision making. And I think safety is an IQ position rather than a physical position. Somebody like Micah Hyde, I don't think was the biggest or fastest dude, but he was fantastic because he can identify stuff. I think it's also an aggression position, and he just never had that confidence or aggression to go make plays, and that's why he just could never get on the field.
Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, on Lewis Cine, who the Bills snagged on their practice squad. Stole him away from the Jets. The Jets were also interested, but the Bills got him. So we'll see if they can turn that into anything. Shine him up, you know? Former first-round pick, so.
Matt said he runs a 4-3, but he plays like he runs a 4 or like a 5-0. Just the processing is what was real slow for him. And I guess it wasn't all injury. He got injured, but he could have been on the field at several different times where the Vikings said, yeah, we'd rather put some journeyman guy or practice squad guy out there, and which is why he only played 10 snaps on defense with the Vikings. But he is very athletic. And was the MVP of a national championship game.
It's pretty good.
So, hey, yeah, we'll if there's a guy that could turn a safety into something and get the mental part of it, wouldn't you think it's Sean McDermott? Isn't he the defensive back whisperer?
Yeah. There's news on Tom Brady and his pursuit of being, you know, like the number one broadcaster, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's been given the number one Fox job, and the NFL had this tricky situation to try and figure out. Well, he's going to try to buy a piece of the Raiders. How is that going to work? And we already have our answer to that, which is there are rules that he can't break. He cannot go to production meetings.
Uh-huh.
He cannot go and meet with coaches. Like, that's something that these broadcasters do. They go sit down with the coaches. He can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And he can't criticize officials. He's not allowed to criticize officials. Now, you might have already thought the broadcasters are discouraged from criticizing an official. But here it is in writing, Brady is not allowed to.
Wow.
So your lead broadcaster is not allowed to say they got a call wrong.
Right. He can't say it. Was there anything in there? I didn't read the full thing. Is he anything in there about tampering?
Like talking about players?
Can he just openly talk about, does he have to be careful with that? You know, like if he's calling a Bengals game and T. Higgins makes a great play and he says, man, what a catch by T. Higgins. You know, free agent at the end of the year, like, some team's going to be real lucky to have him. Is he allowed to say that? Or is he good? Oh, Tom, you're talking about, you know, potential player movement now. Like, oh, you can't do that.
It's tough.
So basically, we were going to be getting Tom Brady as a broadcaster, which I already thought might be a little uninteresting, and now we're going to be getting a watered-down version of Tom Brady, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
Big-time watered-down.
Maybe you should just give up partial ownership of the Raiders, but that's a lot of money.
You know who said he should do that?
What?
Noted person that everyone agrees with, Skip Bayless. Tom Brady owes it to Fox to put his Raiders ownership bid on hold while he tries broadcasting. That's probably right. The conflict of interest is I mean, I guess these leagues are already pretty far in bed.
Yeah. Like, but this one's like overt.
This is pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, not going to prep, show up, talk about a game, owning the Raiders, piece of the Raiders.
Yeah. Feels like you should have to choose one or the other. You don't get to do both.
803-0550.
Unless he could do, like, I mean, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning don't go to these either, right? It's like, if you're that intent on, I want to be in the broadcast game, couldn't you do something different? Could you be in, like, a Manning, Fox version of Manning cast, even? I don't know. Everyone's trying their own Manning cast, aren't they?
Pretty much.
Everything.
The Kelseys just got $100 million for their podcast.
I saw that. That's insane.
That is insane.
It's insane.
Is Travis Kelce making more money from the podcast than being an NFL tight end? It's close. It's $100 million for 3 years for the two of them. So it's $50 million for 3 years?
I think you're probably right. What's his career earnings? Tight ends also don't make like a ton.
I think he makes like $17 million.
$76 million is his career earnings.
And he just got $50 million for a podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's insane.
Or maybe, like, you know, the deal is...
Yeah.
He doesn't get $50 million, but he's certainly getting a good chunk.
He's got to pay producers, probably, stuff like that, but... But he gets the advertising dollars on top of it, right?
I mean,
he's probably making more for the podcast. You're probably right.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Also, I saw. Let me pull this up.
That remind JJ Redick said before he was coach of the Lakers. JJ Redick, who played in the NBA for like 10 years, said he was going to make more in his media career than he was going to as a player. Then he decided to become a coach. But that might be Kelce too. I guess if you're in the top end of that media game, the money's big.
So, there's also the story that he's getting involved with a racehorse. I think he bought one.
Brady?
No.
Kelce.
Kelce.
Okay.
The horse's name is Swift Delivery.
Oh, sweet.
And when they were talking about it on ESPN, Adam Schefter asked, hypothetically, how do you know Travis Kelce did not buy an engagement ring?
Who is that? Adam Schefter?
Schefter. They're talking about him buying a horse, and how do you know he didn't buy an engagement ring? Laura Rutledge asked, I don't know. Do you know? Are you going to break some news here? And Schefter pressed his lips together, smiling, and said nothing.
Okay. I'm trying to look. Some big star recently proposed at their concert. And I did have the thought, when does Travis Kelce... play near a Taylor Swift concert?
Buffalo.
Oh, right before they play the Bills?
Bills, Toronto.
She's in Toronto? Yep.
All right. That's fine. Good for them.
His profile certainly was raised by Taylor Swift, by the way.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, that podcast, like, they're not getting a $100 million deal unless he's dating Taylor Swift. So he might get a $30 million deal. It's not like it was the whole thing, but... Is he on the way down?
Like, is he going to be done soon?
Yeah, I can't. He's one of these. We talked about tight ends earlier in fantasy. I can't decide whether or not he would be my number one tight end. I've usually end up picking like the third, fourth, or fifth guy. But he went down 500 yards last year.
Yeah.
And seven touchdowns.
Seven touchdowns and a bunch of catches.
Yeah. And he is 35 in October.
It's got to be soon.
It's got to be soon, and also, like, this is more, I guess, for the fantasy part of it. If you're the Chiefs, and your season's going fine, and you're on track, and your division stinks, don't you kind of take some off his plate? Don't you try to ride out some of the season while not, you know, putting him out there every play? This kind of happened a little bit last year. But last year, though, maybe it was more because he got hurt in training camp, right? Where his snap counts early in the year, like 64%, 61%, 59%, 69%, like he was not playing, he wasn't on the field as often as he was. But again, that might have been the training camp injury. I'm just wondering if they might dial him back a little bit in the regular season because they know now it's all about the playoffs and just keeping him as fresh as possible. Because he's old. 35. That's old for a tight end. It has to be soon, though.
Has to be soon.
It has to be soon.
And then we get a version. Like, I wonder how much the Chiefs are building for that now, right? All this, like, oh, the Chiefs have done it without a number one receiver. Someone will call them and say that. And like, all right, when Kelce retires, then what? You right. can't just go find a Hall of Fame tight end. It just doesn't happen that way.
Or the best tight end of all time.
Right.
Are they preparing for life without him, though? They're not, like, drafting tight ends, are they? To my knowledge, they have Noah Gray behind him. The guys they're bringing in are speedy, fast-got little guys. Marquise Brown, and unless they think Rashee Rice is going to be like some 120-target guy every single year. I like stop myself from thinking about it because it's just, I played the game with New England, right? I waited 10 years for Belichick and Brady to be done in New England. It's like it never was ever going to happen. And we all have the thought, don't we? Hey, Kelce's 35 and Andy Reid is 66. There's a version of the Chiefs that's going to come someday that does not involve Reid and Kelce. But I'm just not, I don't want to hold my breath waiting for that. Because that could be, who knows, it could be 6 years.
Well,
not for Kelce, not maybe for Kelce. Maybe for Reid, though.
Yeah. 803-0550-1888-550-2550 to join us. Extendo Sports and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.